Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. Today is the NFL trade deadline, so we'll have our eye on that. The World Series was rained out last night. They're going to try and get that game in tonight. And naturally, of course, we have Monday Night Football to review and a little bit of NBA preview. Great to be with you here, Davis, on the show. And another Monday night home dog. Not a surprise. I thought we were going to get through a week, Davis, where the favorites won more than the dogs, and that has not happened in any week in the NFL this season until this week. And then Cleveland winning last night basically changed that. But my gosh, Cincinnati just didn't even show up yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow leads the NFL in passing yards, also leads the NFL in yards lost to sacks, has even lost more yards getting sacked than Justin Fields, who has been sacked on 16% of his dropbacks. Joe Burrow getting sacked on 11% of his dropbacks. And to be honest, thought Burrow was pretty poor, thought T. Higgins was pretty poor. But really, a huge amount of that blame has to land on the coaching staff. I mean, look, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase, top 15 player in the NFL, top 10 player in the NFL, maybe the best wide receiver, him, A.J. Brown, and Justin Jefferson, I think, are in that conversation. Clearly a huge downgrade going from him to Mike Thomas and Trent Taylor. But you still have T. Higgins. You still have Tyler Boyd. You still have Joe Mixon. Really not much of an excuse getting blown out by what is, I mean, a pretty average Cleveland Browns team.
Yep, and Deshaun Watson set to come back here in a few weeks, so who knows how big that win could end up looming for them later on in the season. Let's get to our headlines here as we begin the show, first day of November 2022, and the NFL has a trade deadline coming your way in just a few hours from now. In fact, it is at 4 o'clock Eastern, and naturally, Davis and I are going to go through some potential names that could be dealt. Maybe this is your final chance to pull off a trade. World Series Game 3 rained out last night. And game 6 and 7 adjusted if needed. I believe they'll get this game in tonight in Philadelphia. Speaking of Philadelphia, the 76ers, they lose 2 second-round picks for violating free agency rules. And also the Ravens, they've struggled on defense. They add Roquan Smith from the Bears, who appear to be getting ready for 2023. No doubt about that. And Davis, also, we just found out some breaking news about 20 minutes ago. The Indianapolis Colts have fired their offensive coordinator. And so, Davis, I would ask you if you think that this changes any way that the Colts decide to do business moving forward. I can tell you one thing, if I'm Frank Reich, I'm not feeling great seeing this go down, considering Reich has been known as one of the better offensive play callers in the past.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why it's so confusing is, I mean, clearly Frank Reich is the guy who wanted to fire the offensive coordinator, but Frank Reich is the one who calls the plays. I mean, Frank Reich is the one who said, you know what, let's bring in this guy who ran for 33 touchdowns and 1,900 yards at college. And you know what, let's do, let's just call no designed runs for him. Let's get to the 1 yard line, go up, you know, basically an insurmountable level, and let's just throw the ball, or let's hand it off to Naheem Hines and set up just running our 220-pound quarterback in on a quarterback sneak. I'm pretty unimpressed with the Colts, pretty unimpressed by Frank Reich. I mean, this is honestly, it's like, this is a move that I could see Nathaniel Hackett doing, right? Just firing one of his subordinates, benching someone. I don't think that this looks very kindly on Frank Reich or the Colts organization as a whole.
Well, at this point, at the end of the season, Davis, if the Colts are under 500, my estimation would be they may be looking for a new head coach at the end of the year, too. I mean, that definitely is in play. Although I would say whoever made those decisions with these quarterbacks the last few years, that's really the key problem here, is just keep going to these recycled guys over and over and over again. And Washington, really a miracle win, let's be honest. In the last 2 minutes of the game, Heinicke just tossing the ball up everywhere. And maybe this does not happen if the Colts win, but that's just the nature naturally in the NFL. All right, as far as the trade deadline is concerned, Cooks is the one name, Davis, that just seems to be getting thrown out there. I'm going to guess that he is dealt, but I really don't have a pulse on really any other significant players at this point.
Yeah, there was actually, funnily enough, that we're talking about the Colts. There was a little bit of reporting this morning that Naheem Hines is expected to be traded. He's entering into the last year of his contract. I would assume the Colts don't want to pay him, given that they spent a first-round pick on Jonathan Taylor, and this guy, Deion Jackson, has looked pretty okay operating as the passing down back. No real reason to give Hines a contract extension. Reportedly, the Los Angeles Rams offered 2 first-round picks, didn't even know they had first-round picks left to trade for the Carolina Panthers' Brian Burns, so potentially that is a name that that could get moved. I am still optimistic that Chase Claypool finds a new home, but there's not been any new reporting on that front. And then I thought, very interestingly, Robert Saleh, after benching Elijah Moore and then having him operate as the wide receiver 5 last week, says he anticipates him still being in the building. Doesn't really make a ton of sense for me. I mean, it's like Elijah Moore, pretty good, probably their 3rd best player on offense. And if you're not going to use him, you might as well recoup that draft value. You know, if they think that that relationship is fractured, I mean, we just saw Kadarius Toney, who's played in like 6 NFL games, get traded for a 3rd-round pick. Pretty sure they could get a 2nd for Elijah Moore.
Yeah, and we will see what the Jets end up doing. Obviously, they are trying to get better too, having themselves a pretty good season, all things considered, no doubt. All right, we will take a quick timeout here on FST. Coming up next, it's time for our fantasy standouts from the Monday Night Football game between Cleveland and Cincinnati. And then, of course, a huge slate. It is Tuesday in the NBA. So Davis and I will break that down for you as well. So stick with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Some NFL discussion, some NBA discussion, and then, of course, fantasy or reality and the Sports Grid 60 right here on Sports Grid. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. Sports.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Grid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Not a particularly exciting game on Monday Night Football. Cleveland goes up by the random score of 11-0 at halftime and just basically bulldozed their way through their rival Cincinnati Bengals on Halloween night. How about that? So, Davis, let's sort of roll through this. We'll start with the Cleveland Browns, and let's start with their quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, one of the better games he's had in years, by the way, from a fantasy perspective. 20.32 fantasy points last night. You know, Nick Chubb is interesting as we take a look at our fantasy standouts from last night. Nick Chubb had 25 fantasy points yesterday. Amari Cooper with 22, Donovan Peoples-Jones with 12, and Kareem Hunt with 11. And I guess what I sort of want to start with and highlight here is that, Davis, in fantasy drafts in the first round this year, like, Nick Chubb was that, all right, I'll just take Nick Chubb then. You know, like, nobody was, like, sort of reaching up to take Chubb. It's like, okay, well, Chubb is there, and that's who I'll take. And the boring pick ends up being a pretty valuable one this season as we go through, you know, sort of the first round picks. And obviously McCaffrey has come on lately and Jefferson, you know, certainly is delivering. But Chubb was just one of those guys where you felt like, all right, I guess this is what I'll do. But in the end, consistency sometimes wins. And he's had a great year.
He has had a great year. I mean, he was not a first round pick, though. He was more like a late second, early third round pick. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of an eye of the beholder thing. He has obviously been incredibly efficient this season, averaging over 105 rushing yards per game, leads the NFL in rushing touchdowns, lead the NFL in rushing yards, and is still doing nothing in the passing game, right? 15 targets, 10 receptions, 70 yards. Any week where Nick Chubb has not scored a rushing touchdown, he has been just really bad, just not a usable fantasy entity because, you know, I mean, guy can run for 140 yards, but if he doesn't score a touchdown, you know, he's getting outscored by Antonio Gibson because Gibson's chipping in 3 for 30 as a receiver. Definitely does feel pretty bad in the context of how brutal the running back position has been to that he was even available as late as he was. Kind of similar to Josh Jacobs, actually, though Jacobs did with the rest of the Las Vegas Raiders fall down to earth this most recent week. And his teammate, Amari Cooper. I mean, Amari, I feel like is probably an even bigger surprise because he has just been so dominant. You know, pretty much like he's been a very high end wide receiver too. I mean, he was being drafted after Adam Thielen, after Elijah Moore. No one really anticipated the Browns offense, you know, really even being viable with Jacoby Brissett, right? Very similar to the Seahawks wide receivers, actually, where the market assumption was this off you want to invest in that position.
Yeah, fair enough. And, you know, naturally Cooper with the big game yesterday, over 20 fantasy points there, has had a really nice year. And before we move on to Cincinnati, Kareem Hunt stays or goes, you think, today? What do you think?
I think he probably stays. I would imagine that if they were close to a deal, he just wouldn't have played last night. I mean, imagine lining up a trade where you're about to get a second or a third round pick as the analytically minded Cleveland Browns, and then seeing Kareem Hunt, you know, twist his ankle, hurt his knee or whatever. And you know, Dearness Johnson, more than capable. We actually saw him get in the game at the end in garbage time, looked pretty good. He would have been fine for a one game absence for Kareem Hunt. Kind of surprising because I think pretty clearly Hunt does want to be traded. And there are certainly teams that could use his services, but I think he probably stays put.
Yeah, probably so. And if not, Dearness Johnson, a great pickup this week, just in case. Although most pickups are not going to be until tomorrow or Thursday, so we will see. All right, now let's go over to the Cincinnati Bengals, a very light night in terms of fantasy performances. Virtually nothing from Tyler Boyd, which was surprising yesterday. Just 11 fantasy points for Boyd and 17 fantasy points for T. Higgins. And look, not a great game for Burrow, that is for sure. Nothing really else cooking from Joe Mixon. I mean, listen, I guess this is just going to happen in the NFL, Davis, where just teams don't show up. To me, I got nothing else except that. It just seems like the Bengals literally didn't wake up until the third quarter, and by that point, it was way too late.
I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know if that's 100% the case. I mean, I just think Ja'Marr Chase is that good. I think if you look at Ja'Marr Chase, you know, versus Mike Thomas and Trent Taylor or whatever, I mean, it's so much easier to defend. You know, it's going to be so much easier to defend T. Higgins when Ja'Marr Chase is off the field. And Tyler Boyd, a very good complementary tertiary wide receiver. But so much of the Bengals offense is dedicated on one of T. Higgins or Ja'Marr Chase pretty much being open on every single play. And I think that's why we saw Joe Burrow, you know, just getting destroyed with the sacks last night. He got sacked five times last night. I mean, I don't even know. I'd have to go look. I don't know if Patrick Mahomes has been sacked five times in a game in his entire NFL career. And that is a skill set that Burrow had, like, that's just been true of his entire NFL career. And sack rate definitely is related to quarterback. I think it would be disingenuous to just say it's all the offensive line's fault. I think that a huge blame for this loss and for this no-show's got to go on the coaching staff, because what did they do differently? I mean, what about this offense was different? No, they just subbed in freaking Trent Taylor and Mike Thomas and were like, okay, you guys have to go be Ja'Marr Chase. There was no, you know, like, quick passing game. They didn't get Joe Mixon more involved in the passing game. I guess, to be fair to them, they did scheme up on the opening drive one pretty cool play to Chris Evans, the former Michigan running back, who I think a lot of people want to see play more in this offense because he's more dynamic as a receiver than Joe Mixon is. But then after that, it was pretty much just seven-step dropbacks. You know, let Burrow try and beat the pass rush. The Cleveland Browns defensive line, I mean, Myles Garrett, like, that guy, absolutely unbelievable. There was no respite for any of the Bengals offensive linemen from him last night.
Yeah, definitely so. So, you know, let's take it a step further now. You know, Cincinnati was a light favorite in that game last night. I think 3.5 was the line there.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson, Davis, is now going to become a big part of the conversation moving forward. Do you think that Cleveland weathered the storm of their season? It feels like this was their bailout game. Like, if they lost this, I don't think it would have mattered if Watson was coming back or not. But with the win and a division win, and we know that Pittsburgh isn't very good, it kind of feels like he could come back and maybe get them to like 9-8 or somewhere along those lines. Any thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, he could get them to 9-8, but 9-8 is not even going to be the second wild card in the AFC. So the Bills are 6-1. The Dolphins are 5-3. The Ravens are just going to coast to winning this division, even with a couple bad losses on their ledger. They're 5-3. The Titans are going to, I mean, what are they going to have the division wrapped up by Thanksgiving? Probably. You know, they're 5-2. And then, you know, who knows? I mean, literally, who knows what happens with the Chargers and the Broncos, right? I mean, the Chiefs are going to coast, and very similar to the Titans, going to end up winning that division at a canter. Absolutely shocking to me. The Los Angeles Chargers are bottom 15% in every DVOA metric. So offense, defense, special teams. I mean, I was shorting the Chargers heading into the season, but I certainly did not see that coming. And then it's like, are the Broncos a more talented team than the Browns right now? I think they probably are. I think they can end up scrapping to 8 wins, even with Russell Wilson playing this poorly. So I think in the end, the Browns are going to be on the outside looking in, even if they do get to 9 wins.
Yeah, very close, though, and who knows if things change. But obviously their season, excuse me, was saved yesterday in that Monday Night Football win.
Yeah.
Of course, we got Thursday Night Football coming up, and we will preview that a little bit on tomorrow's show, so stay on the grid for that. But coming up next, it's time to dive into the daily fantasy pricing over on DraftKings for tonight's NBA slate. So make sure you stay on the grid for that. We'll go through all of the players and all of the prices and help you set a lineup as well. Then we have Fantasy Reality and the Sports Grid 60.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Coming up at the top of the hour, it is the early line, and then I'm back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. So stay on Sports Grid for that as well. Davis and I will be back in just a few minutes. Get out your app on DraftKings. We're going to build a lineup for you next. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. A surprisingly light slate tonight in the end, and I will touch on that tomorrow as well. But Davis, one of the marquee games in my backyard tonight here in South Florida, we get Steph Curry once a year and the Golden State Warriors, and that night is tonight. And so obviously that has one of my focus in terms of games. And I know your Thunder on the court tonight as well.
Yeah, my Thunder, who are one of the surprises of this early season, even with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander not playing in every single game, they've been way better than the market anticipated, which is pretty interesting right now. They're 3-3. They're playing pretty good offense, playing pretty good defense, and the converse, the Golden State Warriors have not started all that strong, which definitely not. You know, they have a losing record right now. Curry's been just okay. Draymond's kind of working his way back into things. Klay Thompson is, continuing to have his minutes managed. Going to be pretty interesting. And unfortunately, this is, I think maybe a good idea to not take your family out to the game tonight, because it would not surprise me if this was a limited minutes Curry game. I think they're going to gun really hard in the Western Conference games, where those games really matter for seeding and for ties and things. I think a lot of the Eastern Conference games, we are going to see Curry at like 28 minutes.
Interesting. Okay. That's good to know. But we got a Little League game tonight anyway. We can't go. All right. Let's take a look at the pricing tonight. You know, Kyrie Irving, subject of more controversy naturally. He had a report factors into anybody's, Q-score rating. But regardless, his price tonight, let's take a look at it, folks. 9,700 tonight over on DraftKings. Steph Curry is, as Davis mentioned, 9,600. SGA is 9,400. We also have Devin Booker at 9,000, followed by Anthony Edwards at 8,100. And then Chris Paul is 7,700 tonight. So you like any of those names there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the guard position is a little bit weak tonight, because Curry is, like I said, I think he's not going to be at like 100% full minutes. I mean, we've seen even in some of the games that have really mattered, you know, they played against the Suns last week. He saw a little bit of limited minutes there. I think probably the second tier of guards is probably stronger tonight. I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander against Orlando seems like probably the best points per dollar play. I love Anthony Edwards in this spot against Phoenix. Anthony Edwards he is generally a guy who is a pretty strong DFS play to begin with, but I think he's really going to relish this individual matchup against Devin Booker and Chris Paul. He just kind of seems like one of those guys, right? I mean, everything we hear from him, he thinks he's the best, so I think he's going to have a little bit extra tonight. And, the Phoenix Suns are a pretty solid team on the interior for the defense. Like, I think it's going to be a little bit harder for Cat to get going tonight, so I think we should see a little bit more of Anthony Edwards, and I just kind of always like him for tournaments in general. We got a couple value guys here. Jalen Williams has been getting about 30, between 28 and 30 minutes a night on the wing for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He only costs $3,900. Kyle Lowry, our old friend, $6,100. I do think this is a spot. Kind of the converse, I think the Miami Heat are going to go pretty hard to win this game. So I think that they're going to see extended minutes for their starters. Royce O'Neal, another value option. Klay Thompson, if he plays, another value option. And then Trey Mann might get a start at shooting guard tonight for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's $5,300.
All right, now let's move over to forward. A couple of names I like on this list here tonight. Let's go through them. Kevin Durant. Davis used to just, you know, basically take Durant, put him in his lineup every single week last year. I haven't heard that a lot this year. $10,200 over on DraftKings. Here's Karl Anthony Towns' price at $8,600. DeMar DeRozan, Davis, seems like a solid pick every single time he plays. He's $8,500. Jimmy Butler is $8,400. Anthony Edwards, who we just talked about, is $8,100. And Davis, I mean, how do you not have Bancaro in your lineup every single night? $7,900. This guy went over his scoring props, I think, in five of the first six games he played. I mean, rookie of the year. This guy is fantastic for the Orlando Magic. I would guess, maybe I'm wrong, you would know way more than me, but I would guess this is the last time we'll see him under 8,000 the rest of the season.
Yeah, he has been absolutely phenomenal. I mean, he looks like a guy who's been in the league for, like, I don't know, 11 years already. He just is. I think he has been way better than the Magic even anticipated. Certainly better than I anticipated. We knew he was going to be good on offense, and there was a little bit of concern about his defense. I still think that the defense is a concern, but you're right. He's been really strong. It is a good matchup against Oklahoma City. He is, I think, a pretty strong play tonight, especially because I think DeRozan will be a little bit more popular. I think a lot of people are going to play Kevin Durant, who is having a great season, almost averaging 33 points per game, averaging 2 blocks per game, over a steal per game. He really is the only guy who's trying on the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, it's just like Kyrie, embarrassing. Ben Simmons, embarrassing. Some of these bench guys. I mean, Claxton, I guess I should be fair to Claxton. He's been pretty decent. But in general, and Steve Nash talking to the media the other night after one of their embarrassing losses was like, yeah, I mean, we just don't care. No one out there is trying. No one out there is being creative. No one out there is making their rotations. And personally, I feel for Kevin Durant in this spot. Like, you think you're signing up with your friend Kyrie Irving, and like, just every day it's something with this guy. He just has got to be one of the most miserable guys to be a teammate with. I can't imagine that Kevin Durant's happy about this. I totally get why he wanted to be traded. And just kind of funnily enough, since we're here, we got 12 minutes to talk about four games. Gotta think the Toronto Raptors feel pretty, pretty good about their decision to not trade Scottie Barnes for Kevin Durant. Scottie Barnes made the most three-pointers in a game of his career last night. I mean, he is looking like a guy who we could regard as a top 10 player in the NBA by the end of this season. Some of the value options at forward, we got Pokusevski, about 26 minutes per night for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Just that Oklahoma City-Orlando game is going to be really good for DFS. Max Strus for your Miami Heat. He's really going to be needed tonight on defense against Clay and Andrew Wiggins. And then Patrick Williams would be the minimum price guy. I think he'll be needed against Durant for the Bulls tonight to play some defense.
Yeah, definitely. So it's so cool that I've heard a few people talking about it. Not as much this year than last year, but I've mentioned this a million times that Scottie Barnes, went to my kid's high school. So, you know, it's like the fact that he's becoming so good is like such a big story there for them as well. So really nice story, no doubt. All right, let's go take a look at the center position over on DraftKings tonight. And Karl Anthony Towns, once again, is the highest priced. Of course, you could play him several positions, $8,800 tonight. Rudy Gobert, you're looking for some blocks, some steals, $8,200 there. Nikola Vucevic is $7,800. Boy, Bam's prices have dropped significantly since last year. He's at $7,400. Wendell Carter Jr., $6,800. Nick Claxton, $5,800. And I'm guessing there's some value somewhere as well.
Yeah, I mean, the center position does always provide us a little bit of value. I mean, to be fair, Bam has definitely been struggling a little bit on offense this year. I think they do seem to miss PJ Tucker pretty bad, but his points are down. His rebounds are down. His assists are down. I think all that stuff will end up rebounding. I mean, Bam is a phenomenal player. So I would maybe even kind of think about buying the dip a little bit here. Also, Golden State's young centers, you know, the guys they've wanted to play center for them, James Wiseman, some of these other guys, they have not been very good. So I do kind of, I wonder if this is one of those spots where the Miami Heat are able to gain an advantage by running their offense tonight through Bam. I mean, I guess in the regular season, you don't see teams really change their stuff up that much. But as I mentioned, I think the Heat are going to take this game pretty seriously. It just kind of fits their ethos. Spoelstra loves to win these marquee matchups. Nikola Vucevic, great spot for him here against Brooklyn. His direct backup, Andre Drummond, has been playing or has not been playing as a result of, I think, a lower body injury. So his minutes have been extended. He should be like 34, 35 minutes against the Nets here. Mo Bamba, just a really, really good per minute producer for the Orlando Magic. He's going to play backup center for them tonight. Wendell Carter Jr., I think you could use that. I'm really not that interested in Towns tonight. I think Towns is going to have a tough time against DeAndre Ayton and in the Suns tonight.
All right, so there you go. That's the lineup tonight. And by the way, you can find all of this information over at dailyroto.com. Davis and his team helping you set a lineup, running through some of the simulations. And for those of you who are interested, it is completely free. So just go to dailyroto.com and get signed up there. And naturally, I guess that so your pick of the night is the Heat. I think the Heat minus one. I think that's the current spread, right?
Yeah, I do. I do really like the Heat tonight. I would definitely be on that side. I would actually say I really like Chicago too. Just picking all the games, I would go. Miami definitely the best game of the night. Chicago. I like Oklahoma City too at home against Orlando. I mean, and it's not going to happen for very long. I mean, pretty soon Presti is going to be coming down in the locker room and being like, Shea, doesn't your ankle hurt? Do you think maybe you need a cleanup operation on that ankle? You know, Poku, you're playing pretty good. Maybe you want to, just take like a little 2-week sabbatical. It's so funny. And the same thing is happening with the Utah Jazz, by the way. They destroyed the Memphis Grizzlies last night. It's just kind of funny, these tanking teams playing really well.
Yeah, that is surprising. And I know that'll normalize at some point, but wow, early on. All right, coming up next, it's time for some fantasy or reality. The Phillies make a move in the World Series. They're going to start a different pitcher tonight. We'll touch on that. Also, Tyreek Hill. And for those of you on social media, on Twitter, a big change coming to verified accounts. We'll get to that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK, Cygnos.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Important topics in sports wagering: real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. For those of you who are on social media, you can follow us on Twitter at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread from a lot of our hosts, fantasy content, tweets as well. Check it out at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. ESPN reported during our show that Pedro Grifol, the longtime bench coach of the Kansas City Royals, is set to become the next manager of the Chicago White Sox. So that puts a bow on new hiring managers in the offseason. I think that's probably it, unless Dusty Baker retires, Rob Thompson's coming back from Philadelphia. But perhaps the bigger news of the day, Davis, before we get to fantasy reality, was a text that I got this morning from my daughter telling me that Taylor Swift is going on tour, world tour, including all of the stadium dates in the U.S., but unfortunately for me, Davis, she was asking me about Atlanta and Tampa because she is not coming to South Florida. So naturally, my first thought was, how much money am I going to be spending on these tickets? But I guess better news for you if you choose to go to that concert.
Yeah, she's not coming to St. Louis, but she is going to Arrowhead, that's in Kansas City, and she also is going to Soldier Field in Chicago. So I will have some options. I mean, no chance am I going to miss this. She has not toured in the United States in a long time. I want to say it's been like 5 or 6 years since she's done a tour in the United States. I mean, now again, it's like this going to be the last time I ever get a chance to go to a Taylor Swift concert? Probably not. She'll probably tour again, but it has been a somewhat of a rarity. I went almost, I mean, honestly, it's been like a decade ago in Kansas City. She performed at the big stadium downtown. She's amazing. I can't wait to go.
All right, there you go. I'm trying to get out of it as we speak, but regardless of that, I'm not going to get out of fantasy reality. Here we go. Game 3 of the World Series just after 8 o'clock Eastern tonight, Davis. It was rained out yesterday, and the Phillies decided, because of the rain out, they're going to start Ranger Suarez instead of Noah Syndergaard. Now, Syndergaard, I think he's going to pitch anyway tonight at some point, whether it's an inning or two innings or three batters. I have no idea. What's really fascinating, Davis, about this series is that the big advantage that Houston has is with the starting pitching. And Philadelphia's first two starters, Wheeler and Nola, gave up 10 runs. So, I don't even know if this factors in at all to the equation tonight or if it's just this October baseball, November baseball, 7-game series. Let's dive in. Fantasy reality, the Phillies switching to Ranger Suarez tonight is a smart move by the Phillies.
I do think it is probably a smart move. It's going to give them more ability to kind of play the matchups and go with the game in terms of what they're doing with their bullpen. I think pretty clearly the Astros do have the advantage in starting pitching. They have multiple like really high level starters. And the Phillies, I mean, you know, like they it's not like obviously they are no slouches. They are here in the World Series. I would say Zach Wheeler is probably really their only ace. I definitely do not hate Noah Syndergaard not starting a World Series game, though. I mean, look, I've kind of been a fan of his for a while. I remember some of his like initial Met starts when he still threw the 100 mile an hour fastball and the 89 mile an hour changeup, just absolutely an absurd pitch mix to try and hit. But I do think it benefited them. I think this was clearly a benefit to the Philadelphia Phillies to not have to throw Noah Syndergaard out there for 5 innings against the Astros. Cause if Syndergaard was did not have it going, he is not at that stage in his career where he's crafty enough to limit the hard contact. It would have just been fastball after fastball. And if the Astros guys were picking it up, those balls would be leaving the park.
Yeah. I don't think this is going to factor in at all to the game tonight is my guess, but okay. I do think it was probably the right move for them because it just does give them that option in the first or second inning, if Suarez is struggling, to then go get Syndergaard. And obviously in the first inning, who are you going to face? You're going to face Kyle Tucker. You're going to face Yordan Alvarez. And maybe, Davis, this is just Suarez for an inning. I mean, maybe so, for an inning or two. And then the bulk guy becomes Syndergaard. So, look, Rob Thompson of the Phillies has done a great job. So, I mean, just imagine what their record was with Girardi and without Girardi this season. Who am I to question him? So I have reality there for sure. All right, it's been a banner year for Tyreek Hill. He has 961 receiving yards. We have not even played 10 games in the NFL this season. His career number that was his best was a few years back, Davis. It was over 1,400 yards receiving. I think this is sort of a little unfair of a question because, again, there are now 17 games played in the regular season as opposed to 16. But his pace is to obviously shatter what we're about to ask. Fantasy or reality, Tyreek Hill will set his career high in receiving yards this season.
Yeah, I have reality. Tyreek Hill for the Kansas City Chiefs. I will even add the caveat of yards per game receiving. So Tyreek's highest yards per game in his career before this was in 2018 for Kansas City, all 16 games. He averaged 92 yards per game. Right now, he is at a league-leading 120 yards per game. And, I mean, I think it's pretty clear why the answer to this is. The Miami Dolphins are going to be in way more competitive games than those Kansas City Chiefs or those 2018 Kansas City Chiefs. Same thing that we're seeing with the Eagles this year. They are they're not playing a ton of competitive fourth quarters. The Dolphins are pretty much, you know, waging war in every single game because the running game has not been that good. The defense has not been that good. And Tua does still have a mistake in him. You know, he's still taking some bad sacks, turning the ball over a little bit more than you would like. And clearly the number one reason is Mike McDonald, even more so than Andy Reid, is just all about leaning on his good players. Andy Reid kind of likes to do, I mean, he loves the trickery. He loves those insane plays in the red zone. You know, the Noah Gray quarterback sneak touchdown, the shovel passes, the Mecole Hardman end arounds and things like that. None of that for Mike McDaniel. He wants the ball in Jalen Waddle, in Tyreek's hand, pretty much every single play. I got reality. I think he'll be over 100 yards per game this season and end up with 1,700 yards at least, assuming he stays healthy.
And I do think, I would say this, I think what Tyreek Hill did this season is change the game to a degree. And the reason why I think so he did this, Davis, is because he got the massive contract extension. And how many times have we seen a player get a massive contract extension and it's like, yeah, they're still just kind of using the player like he used to be used? The Dolphins are just absolutely giving him so many targets and so many opportunities with Tua or Bridgewater or Skylar Thompson. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. McDaniel's basically saying, okay, and Greer, the GM, we paid this dude hundreds of millions of dollars. We are going to use the you-know-what out of this player. I think this is going to change the NFL. I think players that get signed long-term extensions are going to be brought into a room like you are buying the car at the end and saying, hey, here's the deal. If you sign this deal, be ready. Because we are going to just use it up for 2-3 years. And then obviously, I think this season for Hill may end up being the best of his career. So reality for sure, he's been fantastic. Waddle, you're right, has been fantastic too. Okay, so now here is potentially one of the bigger stories, I think, for those of us who are tech savvy and who use social media. And for those of you who are watching the show, you're probably streaming it as well. So we talked about Twitter earlier. Now, we don't know 100% if this is legit or not. I would use this caveat. Sometimes stories like this, Davis, come out as a trial bubble or a trial balloon, whatever they see, to see how people react. And then they pull the plug when things are negative. But there is a story out there that Elon Musk, who is buying Twitter, is going to charge $20 a month to continue to be verified on Twitter. Now, for those of you who use social media and you are aware of Twitter, if you are not verified and you want to be verified, unless you have some sort of in somewhere with a company, maybe like ours or something else, it's an excruciating process. Fortunately, it was never for me. I don't know if it was for you, but for a lot of people, I've heard like, oh my gosh, I got rejected over and over again. Now, all of a sudden, Davis, they're asking us to pay to keep that blue check mark. And I think that that's not unreasonable, but $20 a month, I mean, my God, $120 a year to just keep what we already had? Fantasy or reality, Davis, you will pay $20 a month to continue to be verified on Twitter.
No, I'm not going to do it. I think it's just stupid. I mean, it's like, I think Elon Musk makes a mess of everything. You know, I mean, like the Tesla stuff, it's just they totally lean on all these tax rebates and everything. And You know, like the guy, you know, behaves like a genius and then very rarely does any genius things. He immediately comes in and buys this company and says, all right, all the developers, one, I'm going to fire 50% of you. The guys of you who remain, you have to have this done. I think he said the deadline was like November 7th. They had to have this take the check mark away coding all set up and developed. I would imagine they're probably not going to hit that deadline. And yeah, I'm absolutely not going to do it. Again, you're right. It could totally be, let's float this out there, see what people are saying, and let's continue it. But yeah, I will just have to give the check mark back. It's unfortunate. I got used to my check mark. I like it, but no way is it worth, you know, $20 a month for an entire year. No chance.
Yeah, I don't understand why this is happening. And does it mean that you can, I would tell you this too. Does it mean that anybody can now pay $20 a month and be verified? I mean, is that part of this too? Because if it is, then what's the point? There's no point of being verified at all if anybody can. Boy, I'm really torn here. I'm hoping that Sports Grid or someone else steps up. And I mean, listen, it's $120 at the end of the year. It's nothing. It's not that big a deal. It's not nothing, but it's just not that big a deal. But I mean, I am really torn on this one because I like being verified. But this does not feel right at all to have to just pay for this, have to pay for this service. And by the way, if they said it was $5, it's probably not right either. But that's the kind of thing where it's just like, all right, fine, let me kick in my $5. I'm sure, you know, I go somewhere and I get, you know, something large or something bigger and I pay an extra $5 for here or there. No problem. But 20, I mean, it costs more to be verified, Davis, than to get Netflix. Like, really? Like, I don't know, man. This seems crazy. I'm going to say fantasy, but I'm hoping that some company that, you know, like Sports Grid, obviously that is my full-time gig here, that they step up and say, you know what? We want all of our hosts to stay verified. We're going to end up doing it. But I don't know. I don't know if they will. I mean, I guess it's a question for Sports Grid to see if they really care about it too. I have no idea.
I mean, I think that is why a lot of people have, especially in our space, like I know all of our friends over at CBS, it wasn't up to the writers. They reached out and did it. All of our friends over at Yahoo, you know, the corporate Yahoo branch, they reached out to Twitter and got it all done. NBC, they reached out to Twitter and got that all done because they wanted that as like a media and journalism entity. I would imagine that will probably stay the same. I would imagine that for a lot of journalists, their corporate overlords are going to want them to have the check mark.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like sort of important, but I think everybody knows by now whether or not I'm verified or not that it's really me. So I don't know. A tough one. Very tough question today to end. All right, coming up next, it's the Sports Grid 60 and then the early line coming up at the top of the hour. And I'm back with you on Newswire at 2 o'clock. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Tomorrow we'll start hitting the waiver wire. Today, with a little bit of thought from Davis, here's the Sports Grid 60.
So I think this year is going to be remembered as the year of the wide receiver trade. Hollywood Brown getting traded away from the Ravens, their passing offense looking pretty dire without him. AJ Brown, you know, pretty much immediately making, I mean, Jalen Hurts is the MVP. I don't think he's having an MVP season without AJ Brown. I mean, the 3 touchdowns last week felt like he could have had about 7 if they kept pushing in that game. And then Tyreek Hill, as we were just talking about, leading the NFL in receiving yards per game with 120. I think teams, and I hope teams, learn a pretty valuable lesson from this. You can't stick your franchise quarterback out there with a bunch of guys. I mean, I think we're seeing this with Justin Herbert. How bad has Justin Herbert looked without a real, you know, top end? I mean, we like Mike Williams, we like Keenan Allen, but those guys are not all pros at the wide receiver position. And I think eventually we are going to end up with wide receiver contracts nearing that crazy dollar value that quarterbacks get.
Very well could be, and the proof definitely there for Green Bay and a lot of other teams this year. All right, the Chicago White Sox, according to reports from ESPN, are hiring Pedro Grifol to take over as manager for Tony La Russa. So we bid farewell to Tony and hello to Pedro. I don't know a ton about him. He is from South Florida, but I would say this. I mean, the Marlins, the Royals, you know, certainly there have been some openings this offseason, but I mean, you would have to think that the Chicago White Sox are one of the better openings for a manager in Major League Baseball with Luis Robert and Eloy Jimenez and Tim Anderson and Lucas Giolito and Kopech. Fantastic starting pitching. So we'll see if that leads to some wins this season. And that will do it for our show. Thanks again to Andrew for filling in today. Of course, LTN, our great graphics department, for my co-host Davis Maddock. I'm Craig Mish. Early Line coming up next. I'm back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for News. See you then.